This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There's been another development this morning, and the development in the effort to bring peace to the Iraqi city of Najaf. That's where the U.S. military has been fighting Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite Muslim leader. There are reports that al-Sadr has handed over control of Najaf's holy shrine. The Imam Ali Mosque is at the center of Najaf, and it's also at the center of the confrontation there between Sadr's militia and U.S. and Iraqi forces. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. And Ivan, are you able to tell who controls this mosque now?
Steve, we have to be cautious here because we're really getting conflicting reports on this. First of all, the most serious statement so far comes from the Iraqi Interior Ministry spokesman, Sabah Khadim, who just spoke via telephone on CNN, and he claims that Iraqi government forces entered the Imam Ali shrine without a shot being fired in conjunction with the appropriate religious Shiite religious authorities to restore control of that shrine. He says that there are 500 Mahdi Army militia fighters in the custody of the Iraqi security forces, that they were escorted peacefully from the shrine. And he's already talking about trying to deal leniently with any of these young men. However, we're getting conflicting statements here in Baghdad from a U.S. military advisor saying that this is not true, that police are not in the shrine, and says this is a rumor that the radio network down in Najaf may in fact have been compromised. So we're still getting conflicting reports here in Baghdad.
And at the same time, the Reuters News Service is now quoting witnesses who say that they have witnessed fighting near that shrine. So we have that report as well to try to sort through. Now, how did we get to this point anyway?
Well, let me just bring you back to those eyewitness reports, Steve, if you don't mind. We spoke with NPR's interpreter down in Najaf. He just called in a moment ago and was within 200 yards of the shrine. He could not go further, he said, because of the danger of snipers, particularly American snipers, he said. He said small arms fire was still going off there. And on his walk back from that area, he met up with an injured Mahdi Army fighter who had some shrapnel wounds to his leg, who claimed that all of these accounts, this were all lies, that the Mahdi Army was still resisting the U.S. military and that the Mahdi Army still controls the shrine. This, again, could be somebody just some kind of rhetorical answer in the face of what could be a defeat for Muqtada al-Sadr and his Mahdi Army.
Now, all this is important, of course, because we're talking about a Shiite Muslim leader who's been one of the most outspoken critics of the United States and opponents of the United States. Also because there's been so much fighting in Najaf. Is there any connection between all these negotiations and talks and the intense bombardment that was reported last night?
We don't know. We really don't know. What we do know is there was an intense barrage of artillery fire, airstrikes, really deafening salvos coming from U.S. heavy weaponry at the center of Najaf for hours last night. And then things quieted down around 3 o'clock in the morning after that city shook for some time. The Iraqi health ministry said that some 70 Iraqis were killed in the past 24 hours fighting, with at least that number wounded. That was their report. And then came out a statement from the camp of Muqtada al-Sadr, his deputy, saying that they were willing to hand over the shrine to the senior religious Shia establishment in Najaf, that they were negotiating to hand it over. So this is where we've heard this coming from. We have not heard the resumption of a major artillery salvo like we'd seen overnight last night.
Okay, that's NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.